Mr. Jimenez, thank you so much for joining us. I want to start things off with the news that your organization announced a new program focused on advocating for environmental policies that are aiming to make a positive impact in public health. What can you tell us about the New Mexico Environmental Public Health Network?
Yeah, thanks, Anthony. We're really excited about bringing together the work of New Mexico Voices for Children and the Environmental Public Health Network. The network was created by Denise Fort, who has been a long-time attorney, law professor, and been very active in environmental policy for many, many years. And she created it with the intent of making sure that people and policies very much reflected this notion that environmental policies oftentimes will have a direct impact on public health, so on the health of children and families. She approached us about joining the two organizations, and we considered it for about 30 seconds and said, yes, that's a great idea. That's very consistent with the work that we do in terms of lifting up public health issues that impact New Mexico's children and families. And then we have a increasingly growing body of work around environmental and conservation and energy work. So it's the joining of two organizations that can really spotlight those issues of the environment and public health.
The New Mexico legislative session is going to kick off this month. It's going to be a 60-day legislative session. There's been a lot of news surrounding state lawmakers working to address early childhood education funding by passing a constitutional amendment that advocates say can permanently fund early childhood education by taking money from the land-grant permanent fund. How do you see this legislation, House Joint Resolution 1, making an impact if it's passed by lawmakers and approved by voters?
Well, the whole idea of seeking reliable funding for early childhood education programs actually came out of New Mexico Voices for Children even well before I worked there. So it's something that we have been supportive of for over a decade now. And really, it's the idea that we know that when we invest in high-quality early education programs, we really heighten the opportunity for children to, when they approach the schoolhouse doors at kindergarten, are really ready to learn in a way that they might not be if they don't have access to these high-quality early education programs. So it's something that, as I said, we've supported for a very long time. We think it's badly needed in a state like ours, and we think that by reducing the work of remediation too often teachers have to do in the early years, that we will really allow teachers in the K-12 system to spend time doing what they do best, and that's teaching, and spending less money on remediation in the early years of a child's life.
Now, the COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact our state. State lawmakers are going to be faced with how to provide some relief for families and small businesses in our state in the legislative session. I'd like to hear from you what you think lawmakers need to do to address this issue in this legislative session to bring some relief to families who are struggling in New Mexico.
Well, we know, of course, that the pandemic isn't over. We know that unemployment and reduced employment is still way, way too high, and that's not likely to change for many, many months to come. So among the things that we are advocating for is the notion that, just like the legislature did and like the federal government has done, we need to continue to put money in the hands of people in communities large and small all across this state, because we know that that money is needed for the very basics of life. It's needed for housing. It's needed for food. It's needed to pay utilities. You know, we are proposing and have been working with some organizations, including one in Las Cruces, CAFE. We've been working with them on a project that would make sure that all of those who are struggling are eligible for the kind of relief that we know New Mexicans need, irrespective of their immigration status.
Many lawmakers I talked with last year mentioned the need to address our tax policy in New Mexico. I know that your organization has been vocal about this issue as well. What are some ways that you think state lawmakers can address that issue in this upcoming legislative session?
Well, Anthony, I think that there's two things that we would look for. One is continued progress on reducing our over-reliance on really volatile oil and natural gas revenues. You know, while we benefit from high production or prices of oil and gas in the good times, we've also seen once again recently, you know, what happens when those markets go south on us. So we think that, you know, a restructuring of our tax system, including, you know, doing things like providing an enhancement of the working families tax credit or the low-income comprehensive tax rebate, undoing some of the, I think, what we would consider poor policy decisions made in the past that provided substantial tax cuts for corporations and the wealthiest New Mexicans, so that we make the system fairer. And so that, because we know that right now, those at the bottom half of the, sort of the income scale on a percentage basis pay substantially more than those at the top. And we think that that needs to be rectified. So those are the kinds of things we're looking at to make it fair, number one, and to make it more sustainable in terms of the revenues that we are deriving in order to support important things like education and healthcare.
James Jimenez is Executive Director for New Mexico Voices for Children. Mr. Jimenez, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Anthony.